Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother John with you again this morning. This morning I just want to share about never thirsting versus thirsting forever. Never thirsting versus thirsting forever. Jesus, in John chapter 4, meets a woman at the well. And Jesus comes up to the woman, the Samaritan woman, and saith unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "Thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of the water, of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And so Jesus is sharing here with the Samaritan woman that he has water to offer that we will never thirst again. You know, when we get born again and we read his word and have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it says we'll never thirst. But in Luke chapter 16, we have an account of a man who is thirsting forever. And this is Lazarus. I'm not going to read the whole story, but it's the account of Lazarus and the rich man. We know the story, how Lazarus was carried up into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." You know, I'm sure we all know what it's like to be thirsty on a warm, warm, warm day. You know, sometimes, you know, I go to work and in really warm days I run out of water. And so the last couple hours of work I do without water. And sometimes, you know, according how warm it is, it just gets a little bit unbearable almost. But I want you to picture that compared to thirsting forever or never thirsting. You know, if we don't want to thirst forever, then we need to find out how we will never thirst. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, when we get born again by the Spirit of God and drink in the Word of God, and it gives us life, you know, it says it shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. My friend, I just want to encourage you to participate in drinking from this well that you will never thirst. If you do, you won't thirst forever. If you don't, you will thirst forever like the rich man in hell. You know, right now, I believe the cry of every person in hell, their cry is for water to cool the tip of their tongue. They're thirsting forever. Forever thirsting versus never thirsting. Which one will you choose? I encourage you to choose the one that you will never thirst. Come to Jesus Christ, live a holy life, be born again of his Spirit, live for him, and have a relationship with him, and you will never thirst. But if you don't, if you could go your own way and live according to your flesh, you will thirst forever. So, yeah, I will close with this verse. The Apostle Peter says, make your calling and election sure. Thank you for listening, and may God bless. If you ever have any questions and you desire to talk to me, I'd be glad to hear from you. My phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you for listening, and God bless.